Industry groups lobbied hard for the incentive, as did executives at three of the state's largest oil and gas companies. The incentive reduces taxes on new oil and gas wells from 7% to 2% for the first 3 years of production. It replaces an incentive that expires next year, which had cut taxes on horizontal drilling to just 1%. Oklahoma City Attorney Jerry Fent, who has successfully challenged legislation in the past, says the incentive is unconstitutional.
And it must have a three-fourths vote by both the House and the Senate. A revenue bill cannot be also approved during the last week of the session.
The measure failed both of those tests, but a spokesman for Governor Fallon says those rules don't apply because the bill isn't a revenue bill. It just modifies a tax incentive. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.